In the brand new book, Dear Bi Men, author, peer counselor, and creator of the hashtag Bisexual Men Speak, J.R. Youssef offers an unapologetic guide for readers who are Black, Mask, and Bi. The book features cutting social analysis, personal stories, and reclaims Bi plus visibility in a culture of erasure. It also offers practical feedback on how to unlearn internalized biphobia and homophobia, fight back against erasure and stigma, navigate sex, dating, partnerships, marriage, friendship, and much more. It's available now wherever books are sold. North Atlantic Books is offering listeners 25% off plus free shipping. Purchase Dear Bi Men at www.northatlanticbooks.com and use code CURIOUS25 at checkout for 25% off and free shipping. U.S. mailing address required.
Darling, I was on a vacation recently and stayed at an Airbnb, and then I realized that while I was away, my empty house could be making money, honey. If you're someone like me that is busy and not home all the time, your home could be an Airbnb, and it's actually pretty simple to get started. Even if you don't have a whole house, you could start with just a spare room. Personally, I really enjoy staying at Airbnbs. I really do. I love a good Airbnb. Who is that? Come back, British you. And it really is a great way to like support local economy and support local people. So Airbnb is fabulous. And I know I was doing my British voice earlier, but we love Airbnb. So think about what you could do with some extra cash, whether you're looking to treat yourself to something nice, like a shopping spree or a spa day, or start a whole side hustle. Airbnb can help you be that person. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Pretty Curious. I'm Jonathan Van Ness, and today you tuned in to a very special episode. We're still talking all things skincare, hair care, self-care, beauty, and beyond, but today we're turning the mic to you, our listeners, for a supercharged Q&A plus the very first annual Pretty Curious Holiday Gift Guide. Honey, I just got home from Finland and my mind said yes to the Arctic Circle. My respiratory system said no. That's what my lungs are giving. So bear with me. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. You know, typically I'm giving you all of my latest beauty recs on this point of the episode, and we're still going to do that. But I want to switch things up. I want it to be a little more conversational. I want to like talk more general beauty-ish about like what's going on in the world. So to help us like pop my proverbial cherry on this new format, we're bringing in one of my favorite people in the world. And also I realized that the line was to help me stuff this proverbial stocking. And I said, break my proverbial cherry. I'm such a whore. But welcome, Tan France.
Hi.
Oh my God, Tani, how you doing?
Hi, Jackie. I'm well, thanks. You look gorgeous.
Well, Tan, you're such a perfect guest for Pretty Curious because you are such a beauty icon. You are so fashionable. You are a literal beauty and fashion. Well, you're a literal fashion and beauty expert. So you're perfect to have here. So the first new little segment that we're introducing into Pretty Curious, which I know that you listen to every week. I know that I know you do. I know you do.
That's what I do when I wake up.
So this segment is called Superlatives, Darling. Who is the beauty influencer or icon, maybe celeb, who's most likely to get a follow from you this week?
There's a brand that is owned by a girl called Deepika. Deepika.
We love Live Tinted in this house.
But that's the one I was going to say.
Yes.
She is doing something that most aren't, especially from the brown community and the darker skin brown community. And she is the most lovable person, affable, the kind of person whose success you will champion.
If you guys don't follow her or know about her, she's amazing and her line is amazing. I think it's available at Ulta in the US and Canada, Sephora.
You are right.
It's Sephora in Canada. I think it's Ulta here, but she's so good. I'm obsessed with her. That's a great answer. And I love that you came up with that off the top of your head. For me this week, Michaela Hawken. I've had it with her just like coming on my FYP on TikTok and I don't press follow. Like I just rely on this algorithm to bring her to me. No more. I am prioritizing her. She's so fucking cute. I really like how she does her makeup. She teaches me all this cool shit, but I've been taking her for granted, not smashing the follow button. So I'm smashing the follow button on Michaela Hawken. You know, she's that cute cute girl with that cute, like, Long Island accent, Tan. She's like a TikTok makeup artist star.
Oh, I love a Long Island accent.
She's major. People are obsessed with her. So our next person, this is most likely to make a comeback. I have a twofold answer for this, but I want, if you need inspiration, because this is really
fast
and loose.
Yeah, I need inspiration.
Loose.
I need inspiration.
Okay. Well, first, we were thinking Dorinda Medley from the original Real Housewives of New York.
I don't watch Housewives. I don't know who that is.
Nicola finally got me into them enough. So I go on these deep, deep TikTok rampages. And I, because you can watch all these shows on TikTok, because there's all these, like, so I'd be doing that. And
okay.
But Dorinda's over the top. She's major. Her glamour shots are a whole situation. But then when I started thinking about Dorinda, and I don't know why this happened, I think it's because this morning when I was working out, I was listening to my, like, Apple Music, like, mix. And Leona Lewis, because it was the 2000s mix, and Leona Lewis, Happy, came on. I just want to be happy. Oh.
Whoa, that's exactly how she sounds.
I know, it's so similar.
That's insane. I close my eyes and I don't realize.
People say that I have perfect pitch.
They are right to lie to you.
But I think Leona Lewis is primed for a comeback, you guys. It's been a minute. She's so gorgeous.
If you were saying Dorinda, I'm going to say Leona.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous. She's so talented. And have you ever seen her in real life?
No, not. I have not had that pleasure, and I'm so upset.
No. She was at the Elton John thing that we were at. You probably just didn't.
I'm dying. Me and Leona were in the same room, and I didn't even know.
Yeah, she was in the corner. I went to go find her because I heard she was there, but I didn't know you knew who she was. Her skin was gorgeous, and I would love for her to have a comeback because that first song, what was it called? Keep Bleeding, Bleeding Love.
Bleeding Love. Honey, the first time I heard that song, I had to pull the car over. I was crying so hard.
I listened to it literally a few days ago. I love that song so much.
I also love Better in Time, which was her like...
Jojo, sorry. I know it's your show, but I'm going to say... Jojo also needs to come back.
She had that. She had a good little, like, I think she called it like a tringle. It was like three singles, in 2018 or 19. It was like, When Love Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Baby. Jojo, because of what happened to her label, I feel like she, like, never really arrived or left.
Wait, okay, then I can be done. What I need, who I want more than anything, just because, well, I know she probably won't like me because, she's quite particular about who she likes. But Lauryn Hill.
Well, honey, her tour reviews did not...
I know.
That was on my TikTok,
okay,
too.
I want 1997 Lauryn Hill back.
That's literally what she said, Tan. She was like, I'm not her. And she said, all the people that are saying that can go fist themselves. I'm paraphrasing, but...
Oh, yeah. I do love to fist myself.
So I do. It's so hard, but you, with enough effort. Now, all things said, we've got to give it up to one in particular. We're giving the inaugural title of Beauty Maven of the Year. Now, it doesn't have to be one of the three people four people who were just previously nominated, meaning Michaela Hawken, Dorinda Medley, or Leona Lewis. It also has to be one, not two, not three, not five, not six, one. 2023 Beauty Maven of the Year from Tan France with no prior research on the spot.
Actually, I know it. I saw them at the Out 100 Awards a few days ago and I just thought, God, you look great. Dylan Mulvaney,
Dilly Willy. She gets a win. I love that for Dylan. Yeah, I love her. She's so good.
Dylan's makeup was so good. Actually, her hair was incredible. She just looked incredible.
Miss Lady Gaga's makeup artist did her makeup. I think her name is Sarah something, but yeah.
I think she typically goes for like the 50s vibe, like old Hollywood-y glam. But this was just young and sexy. I thought she looked wicked.
I know that I said before in a really cunty way that it couldn't be one or two. I just realized I do have a two-way tie for Beauty Maven of the Year for 2023. mostly because, you know, I didn't think about this that much before, but it's so natural. It's got to be Beyoncé and Taylor. I mean...
Okay, no, wait. Then if you're going to add a bunch more, then I'm going to add one more. You know whose makeup I think is wicked? And somebody whose hair does seem to encourage a bunch of young girls and queers... Billie Eilish is making it.
I knew you were gonna do that. I was like, yeah. Her red root is everything right now. That red hot root.
Well,
you're so right.
Her little wingtips. She's gorgeous.
I was this dumb millennial who was just like, oh, Billie, like, I don't have space. And like in my heart for like, I was like, she's great. But I was like, it's a tough guy. And I was like, I got it. I don't.
No, wait. Sorry. I'm going to tell you the real. I'm sorry. No, you're not going to lie to the audience like that. So this was your point of view. So me, I listened to her constantly.
You always did.
Always did. Like she it was and is still possibly my number one right now, and has been for years.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
However, you used to say, "Yeah, I know, but I really want to like I want a bop, like I want a pop bop, not a deep song." I'm like, "You don't understand. Her voice is incredible."
I never said that about her.
No, no, you were like, "No, I just want something poppy. Like I want something upbeat."
That tough guy song just stressed me out.
Listen, you were always about, no, it's lovely. I get her voice is lovely, but it's just, I want something more like pop pop. And she wasn't it for you.
So what happened was, is when I went to Australia last year, I was in Melbourne and she was there. And even though I was this like ungrateful, dumb cunt, someone from her team invited, because I think my tour manager knows someone from her team. And they were like, "Oh my gosh, come to the concert." And I was like, "Oh my God, that sounds fun." And so then I went to her concert just being kind of like, I was giving lukewarm. I just was like, I wasn't a hater. I just wasn't like, but when I left that concert, I like literally every third sentence for a year was like, "I'm a bad girl." Like I love, but I actually, I really like Happier Than Ever. I love her second album even more.
Oh, it's incredible. She's not had one song that I've disliked.
So Beauty Maven of the Year, it's Billy, it's Dylan, it's Beyonce and Taylor. What a great Fab Four.
Sounds about right.
Now it's time. We're wrapping up. We're rounding third base. We're sliding into home. We've been scouring the socials for the trends y'all have been turning out. And we're always going to give you a quick hot take here on Pretty Curious. So rapid fire style, meh or major. And then you're out of here, Tanny. Are you ready?
Get with it.
Two-tone lips.
Oh, major.
Yeah, I think so too. Asymmetrical eye makeup.
Meh.
I disagree. I think it could be fun. Mostly just because I struggle with symmetry and I do accidental. You know. Frosted pink lipstick.
Meh.
Yeah, that's meh for me. It reminds me of Aussie Scrunch and Spray 2003. I guess if you're really...
It's early 2000s for me and I'm past that.
Yeah, I do think that you are one of the most like attractive people of all time. You're so pretty. Like your jaw, your face. Like, are you stressed by how pretty you are sometimes?
That's very nice. No, typically I navigate the world thinking that people don't find me remotely attractive, which is why I try and be smiley and happy all the time.
Don't people like, they must send you torso dick pics. They must, because you're so cute. They must.
I swear to God, I've never, once actually. But other than that one time, nobody's ever sent me an inappropriate message. And I will say, I get really jealous thinking, gosh, I'm that unattractive to people that no one's ever just slid into
my
DM.
That makes me feel better, because I never got very many either. So that makes me feel better.
No, you may have not got many. I got what? I only remember one.
I mean, I think I can count on like one hand. Like, not that many. Wow, we did so good. Were we too harsh? Were we just enough? Tan, what do you think?
We were perfectly enough. Like, practically perfect in every way.
That's all we've been in our lives. Tan, thank you so much for joining us. I'm Pretty Curious. We love you so much. Happy holidays. I love you more than anything. And I love your kids and I love your husband.
I love you too. I just love you more than anything. I'll
FaceTime
you soon.
Okay, Tan.
I love you. Bye.
Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying something's different about you in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. I'm not going to stop treating myself anytime soon. But I should stop paying for me time with whatever credit card is in my wallet. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending. Some even offer 10 times points on your spending. So what could future you do with better rewards? A free flight? Sign me up. Room upgrades? Yes, please. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
That was so fun. And now, as promised, it's time for that supercharged listener Q&A. We source these questions on Instagram and from AskJVN.com. Let's get into our first question.
How do I politely tell my friend that her face foundation doesn't match her neck? That is a really good question. I think what you could say is, in private, when there's no one else around, I care about you deeply. And are you open for some makeup talk? Could we talk about makeup a little bit? Love you to pieces. But the makeup, the face and the neck, it's not blending. Sometimes the makeup blend is really about skincare underneath. Sometimes it's that. And it could be the wrong color. But what a great first question. And what a brave and good friend. It's time for our next question. Do I need shampoo for my hair at all? The answer for that is abso-fucking-lutely. We set our heads on a lot of things, whether that's like the floor at the gym or like the floor of your house. Your head just, it touches a lot of stuff. When you're wearing hats, when you're sweating, a lot of debris and just excess oil and sebum can build up on our scalp. And it's really important for us to wash that. Now, I will say that what you don't need to shampoo that much is your actual hair. Your scalp needs like the pad. I like to use like the pads of my fingertips. So less fingernails, more pads of your fingers to massage that shampoo throughout the scalp and to make sure that you're clearing any excess oil, dirt, and debris away and really cleansing the scalp. But your hair really doesn't need that much shampoo. And because when you rinse the shampoo out, it's going to hit your hair every way, or it's going to hit your hair anyway. You don't need to spend a lot of time really like scrubbing at your ends. Also, because of the nature of hair growth, your hair only grows like a quarter to a half an inch a month. So, and I mean, half an inch would be like a lot of hair a month. So, you know, if you have really long hair like mine or longer, that's like 3+ year old hair. So you really don't want to be like washing, like making like circles, like really like creating like that friction and like scrubbing your ends. It's better to like more give your ends like a hand job if you have to wash them at all. Like if you've been having a lot of gel or mousse or like tons of product, or you really haven't washed your hair in a long time, then you can wash your hair. But instead of like something would go up, down, just only go down on the hair, like with your hands. Like don't rough up the cuticle. And also don't hang out with your hair under like scalding hot water for a long time. That just like hot opens the cuticle and cold kind of closes the cuticle. So you don't want to like just, it makes it harder for the outside of your hair to get smooth and lay back down if you're like exposing it to so much heat and steam all the time and friction. So yes, you need shampoo, but you need to use shampoo in the right way. I suggest shampooing like 2 to 4 times a week, depending on how much you're working out and like how dirty your kind of hair and scalp is getting. So really good question though. Our third question is about body care. How much exfoliating is too much exfoliating? The answer for this is really like as diverse as there are people listening. Now, everyone's skin is going to react a little differently. And also like all exfoliants are not created equal. So, and also like, if people have sensitive skin or skin conditions, like for me, I have psoriasis. So when I'm having a psoriasis flare up, I really can't be exfoliating my skin like that. It kind of makes it worse and more irritated and like redder. And it doesn't really like, it only like inflames my psoriasis. It doesn't calm it down at all. When I get over a flare up, I'm so excited to be able to exfoliate because I'm like, oh my God, I missed exfoliating. So I'm always excited when I don't have a flare up. So I actually can like get in on my elbows and my knees and like my heels. And just, I love that like silky feeling, like after you've exfoliated like your legs and your back and like your butt, like in the shower, it feels so nice in your arms. So I think like once a week, maybe once every other week is enough. I'm not someone who exfoliates daily. I know some people do. And I think that for some people, maybe that's nice. And also I'm not a dermatologist. But I think for me, I like once a week. And one other thing that I really want to get into that I haven't ever done is that dry brushing of the skin, like where you basically exfoliate before you get in the shower with like a dry brush. I've had clients just rave to me about that in the past, and I really want to try it. So I think I will, and I'll get back to you guys on how that goes. It is time for our next question. Shower oil versus body lotion. Well, I think using either one is better than using nothing for sure. Because when you're getting out of the shower, especially if it was a warm shower, your skin's like open. You just like sloughed off that skin. You just like wash your body. So your skin is like primed for moisturizer. So you definitely want to take advantage of that time and put something on your body while it's like really ready to like take it on. But I do really like a body lotion because it's a little bit heavier. But then what I'll do is I'll put a body lotion on and then I'll put an oil on over that to like seal it all in and then just like put on underwear and like walk around the house for a while it's absorbing, or maybe I'm like feeding the animals or whatever. I typically won't put on clothes right after that because I don't want to get like oil stains on them, but I really like to use both. But if I don't have time for all that, I will just do like a straight oil in the shower after my shower, rub it into my skin, and then I'll just like kind of towel pat it off and like pat the excess like into my skin until I'm dry. And again, either is better than the other. Guys, does my like wheezy ass breath sound really bad on the microphone? You guys, I'm sorry, I'm a wheezy kitten. I'm trying not to be a wheezy kitten. Okay, now, without further ado, let's get into our first annual Pretty Curious Holiday Gift Guide. Now, I'm going hard on Sephora, but then there will be some like non-Sephora gift kits as well. For our skincare pick, we are going a Summer Fridays skincare set from Sephora. It costs $65, but it's valued at $99. Now, I love all their stuff. I've literally bought everything. I use it all. But their jet lag mask is so good. The way that it like plumps up fine lines, wrinkles, just dry, dehydrated skin, it creates an instant difference in my skin. I'm obsessed with it. Their mini CC Me Serum is gorgeous. Their eye cream, the mini light Aura eye cream, you're going to want the normal sized immediately. It's gorgeous. And the mini lip butter balm vanilla is gorgeous. But it's valued at almost $100. You get it for $65. This is a great gift for someone because you get 4 minis so people can kind of test it and see if they like it. But the jet lag mask, I believe, is regular size. And that is just like it is my fucking favorite thing ever. Now, it says that you can put it on and let it sit, or you can like take it off with a warm towel after 10 minutes. I just put it on and I let it sit. It's my overnight mask. I really have seen a huge change in my skin since I started using it. So if you haven't heard of Summer Fridays yet, get into it. For our next pick, this is our makeup pick. We are going with the Sephora Favorites Holiday Lip Kit Set. This is $45, but it's valued at $127. And the thing that I'm loving about this kit is that you're getting like to pick from between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think 8 different brands. It could even be more if I counted wrong. But you get to try the Patrick Ta lip gloss, the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk lip liner, the Rare Beauty Glossy Lip Balm, the Mini Huda Beauty Lip Pencil, the Mini Pat McGrath Lipstick, which is so good, and the Mini Glossier Lip Gloss, and the Mini Tarte Lip Plumper. You're getting like so many different products to test here and see if you like it. This is the type of thing that I would buy for myself. Well, I would buy it for someone else, but then I would accidentally use it all. So this is a great gift for you or for someone else. I love this curation by Sephora. I think it's a really good idea. And it just gives you so many different tips or so many different tools in your toolbox to get into. So whether you're a beauty beginner or you are like full makeup expert, this is a great one. Now, this one near and dear to my heart, hair care pick, JVN Hair, Bring the Heat Set. This is like what you need. If you've ever loved my hair blown out, this is what I have in there. It is literally our instant recovery serum on my mid-lengths and ends, and then it's blowout milk on my mid-lengths and ends, and I put the leftover on my roots. It is so gorgeous. It has a travel size instant recovery serum, a full size blowout milk, and a full size nourishing shine drops, which is the most beautiful shine enhancing hair oil. You can use it on wet or dry hair, but I love it on dry hair. It gives instant beautiful shine. It has strengthening properties in it. So much shine. It reflects so much light. It's great for blondes because blondes and gray hair typically absorbs more light. It's not as reflective. So it's really going to give, it gives shine on all hair, but I really love it for blondes and gray hair and really for anyone. Also has heat protectant qualities in there. So if you have nothing else, you can put that in your hair wet,
blow your hair out. It's fabulous. Or just let it air dry if you have nothing else. I just love Nourishing Shine Drops. What a great set. $47 value, or it costs $47, but really all of those products together are $67. So you're saving $20. We love a deal. Body care pick. Sephora gift set, Caudalie Moisturizing Hand Trio. Caudalie is giving luxury. It's giving gorgeousity. We love Caudalie. This costs $16, but it's valued at $27. So you better give me that $9 savings. Now, it's not as much savings as our previous ones, but I really like their products. You have 3 hand and nail repairing creams in different scents. So you can find out which ones you like. Also, you could keep one for you, give the other 2 to a friend. It's a great stocking stuffer, or even for a Secret Santa. I love the Caudalie hand cream. But fragrance is just like such a personal thing. So if you're just not sure what someone loves, I love a little set like this. And again, it's so nice. I love it for the nails. I love it for the hands. It works fabulous. So Caudalie, good work on that. Now, this is another gift set pick. This is giving us a budget option, honey. Trader Joe's 12 Days of Beauty. It's $19.99. There is just, I have to say, I like Trader Joe's beauty aisle. Liked it in my 20s, and I like it now. You can get some good stuff in there. They have their lavender bath salts, their SPF 40 facial sunscreen, which is a really great dupe of Super Goop's Unseen sunscreen. I've used it before. I like it a lot. Their gingerbread cookie lip balm. I try not to eat it. I fail. I try again. I'm just kidding. I don't really eat it, but it does taste nice if you get a little on your lips or in your lips a little bit more. So we love that. And get into Trader Joe's beauty aisle. If you've never been there, she's a good one. We really like it. Okay, so, but if you want to break the bank, the Yves Saint Laurent event calendar, this is $270. This is a taste of things included. You got your full-size lipsticks, your mini perfumes, your mascara. They got YSL Beauty in there. And also, for a fragrance pick, the Henry Rose sampler by Michelle Pfeiffer. I am so into Henry Rose. It's so good. I have not met a scent I don't like. And they also last a really long time. So if you buy her sampler online, it's like a really good deal. I'm sure they're doing some good Christmas or holiday specials. Get over there to Henry Rose. It's really good. Stocking stuffer, you guys. Those massage balls, like those spiky footballs, you can get one for $5 on Amazon and it could be used for your hand and your back as well. But I love just like stomping my fucking foot on it as hard as I can, like just rolling my feet, my heels, and getting all those crunchy little foot stuff in there out. It really feels nice. You can put it on the wall behind your back and get your like shoulder tension. And for $5, you just can't go wrong. I love those like little self-massage balls. White Elephant. Or like for your parents, if you were wanting to like be hilarious to your parents or like a friend, give them the gift of a JCPenney glamour shot of yourself. It's only a $15 session fee. I think you should take the photos of yourself and give the gift of the photo to your friend. Do as gaudy of hair and makeup as possible. Make it as cheesy and hilarious as possible. Get in there and it's gorgeous. And okay, Secret Santa. Lush Bath Bomb. Honey, I love all the Lush Bath Bombs. They also typically have some fun little advent calendars for like a little sampling, but I love a little bath and I love Lush. They're great. For your mom or for like the sustainably conscious queen, do Skin reusable eye patches. They're $25. I've been using mine for over a year. They are so good. I hope I wasn't supposed to renew them faster than that, but they're incredible. The thing I really like about reusable eye patches is that if you have sensitive skin, I don't know if you stress your spouse out as much as I think I stress out my husband, but get them a little gift card to a gorgeous, like little upscale, you know, massage. Not like a eyebrow raise massage place, but like a really, like, take them to a nice ass 5-star spa. Maybe you guys could get couples massages. Maybe do like, you know, couples mani-pedi together. I love a day spa experience with my husband. It's so sweet and bonding and fun and relaxing. And it's so nice to do that together. So I hope that helped with your holiday beauty gift guide. I hope you're having a gorgeous holiday. Remember to take extra care of yourself. People get so stressed out in the holiday. And when we get stressed, we don't sleep as much. We make silly choices. So take some deep breaths. You're going to do great this season. I love you so much. And thanks for listening to Pretty Curious. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Pretty Curious with me, Jonathan Van Ness. You can learn more about this week's guest in the episode description of whatever you're listening to the show on. And you can follow us on Instagram at Curious with JVN. Pretty Curious drops every other Monday wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure to tune in next Monday for an episode of Curious Now and every Wednesday for Getting Curious. But you still can't get enough, Queen? I feel you. You can subscribe to Extra Curious on Apple Podcasts for commercial-free listening and our subscription-only show, Ask JVN, where we're talking sex, relationships, and so much more. Our engineer is Nathaniel McClure. Our theme music is also composed by Nathaniel McClure. Pretty Curious is produced by me, Chris McClure, and Allison Weiss, with production support from Julie Carrillo, Ann Curry, and Chad Hall.